Hello, and welcome to our podcast. Today, we are talking about the topic sexual intimacy with Michael, CJ, and Hassan, which is me. Sadly, Lewis couldn't join us because of a tournament. We are in year 9 and are from Northcote High School. And we chose this topic because it plays an important role in a respectful relationship. So, Michael, what does sexual intimacy mean?
Sexual intimacy is a close sexual connection between two people. Feeling loved, respected, comfortable, and soft with your partner is a large part of intimacy. It involves letting your guard down and trusting your partner. Sexual intimacy can maybe be different for everyone, so some ways can work for some, but maybe not for others.
Well, thank you, Michael. So, CJ, what types of ways can someone connect with their partner?
One way of connecting is setting stage, like giving one another massages, or put your favorite sensual music, lighting candles, or clearing your schedule so you may have fun with your partner. Another way you may connect is by cuddling, kissing. Kissing is a great way to build tension and connect with your partner. Kissing is also shown to increase serotonin, which helps you sleep better, promote arousal, improve immunity, increase oxytocin and dopamine, and decrease stress. Cuddling also helps increase intimacy, especially after sex. 3. A third way of connecting is taking care of emotional needs, like giving compliments and assuring them of your love.
Well, Hassan, we know what sexual intimacy is, but what about the other types of intimacy?
Well, Michael, there are many types of intimacy, but today we will talk about 3. Physical, emotional, and spiritual.
So what is physical intimacy?
Well, physical intimacy is like sensual acts, like touching. It is like a reaction such as an expression of feeling between people. Examples would be like hugging, kissing, caressing, and sexual activity.
So what is emotional intimacy?
Well, emotional intimacy is much like physical intimacy and varies a lot with one another. But an example would be like communicating your feelings to your lover to show how you care. Emotional intimacy is one of the most important aspects of a relationship.
So what is spiritual intimacy?
Well, spiritual intimacy is a sense of unity and mutual commitment to God's purpose for our lives and marriage. It is one of the greatest aspects you experience in marriage.
Well, that was interesting, but we have to end it here. So thank you and goodbye.